If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tastesofchicago.com to order today.
The world is a stage. The stage is a world of entertainment.
Doing calling me backstage? I'm just about to go on. Well, never mind.
I have to play another clip here from Carol Burnett. Vicki Lawrence and Carol Burnett and the Mama and Eunice sketch from the Carol Burnett Show. We're all very familiar with that. When you see Hollywood Arms over at the Goodman Theater, you see where some of the inspiration for some of these classic Carol Burnett characters came from her own life. Hollywood Arms is the story of Carol Burnett's life, which is being performed on the Goodman stage right now. A play written by Carol Burnett and her late daughter, Carrie Hamilton, and brought to life by a brilliant cast headed up by the amazing Linda Lavin, who is on the telephone line with us right now. Linda, good morning. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Good morning. Thank you, Dean. How are you?
It's a rainy morning in Chicago, but we're having a good time talking about things going on in the Chicago area and things people can do for Mother's Day.
Oh, I hear that. This, wonderful.
This would be a great thing to do on Mother's Day, to get over there and see this performance. I got to tell you how much I enjoyed your performance. This is just an absolutely amazing cast in this show.
Isn't it? I'm glad you think so. I think so, too. I think they're all wonderful, and we're having a really marvelous time doing this play. It's a very fulfilling experience for us and for the audience on many levels. Emotionally, it's a very powerful play, and always the current of humor and the deep humor that this family had, that they survived with, runs throughout the play, so that there's a great deal of laughter and the humanity of the emotional life, the sadness that they lived with, and the courage that they survived with through their humor and their music, the way they sing together, and I think it's an extraordinary cast. Michelle Paulk, who plays my daughter, and the little kids, and the young woman Donna Lynn Champlin, who plays Carol as a grown up, are, I think, extraordinary too. So we're just having a great time. The audiences have been remarkable, wonderful.
I was there on opening night, and it was especially poignant because Carol Burnett was there. Carol's daughter was there. Carol has two daughters. One of the daughters was also in-house, in fact, sitting right in front of me. Tim Conway was there from the old Carol Burnett Show, and Florence Henderson, and John Mahoney. I mean, it was one of those great star-studded nights, but the fact that Carol and her family and people who were close to Carol Burnett were all there that night made this an extra poignant evening, because it's the story of a really troubled and dysfunctional childhood, but out of that trouble and pain and the tragedy, a star was born.
I mean, exactly.
Maybe had there not been that pain, the world would have never had the contributions and the gift that Carol Burnett has given us all these years.
That's very well said. That's exactly right. You know, you never know. Had it been otherwise, you know, would she have had the courage to walk out the door, knowing that these were people who would always be there for her for as long as they lived? Her mother died shortly after she went to New York and started her career, as did her father, within 2-year period. They both died, and they were young, and they were both severely alcoholic. They were both about 46 years old. But Nanny, the woman I play, you know, lived for a long time and got to see a lot of the success and the babies being born as well. I think at least two of the babies were born before Nanny died, maybe three. But Jody was there, one of Carol's other daughters, and her sister was there. Her sister Chrissy, a grown woman, was there, who's also, you know, played out in the play as a teenager. So it must have been something remarkable to be in the audience surrounded by all the people who were being played out on the stage.
It really was. And, you know, Carol, it was especially poignant because she wrote this with her own daughter who passed away in January of cancer that, you know, made it, you know, we see this troubled childhood and now this other tragic chapter of Carol Burnett's life that she is going through. But let's talk about your character, because it's such an interesting character. It's this very, you know, domineering grandmother who steps in because of Carol's real troubled parents. The grandmother steps in and raises this child, so she's very domineering, but kind of fun-loving and a great old gal in her own sense.
She was married 6 times.
You gotta love that.
Didn't work out, you know.
You gotta love that right there.
Exactly. Well, you know, this is a woman who was married in those years through the Depression, and she was born of some wealth, and that frittered away, and then over the years, she married men who had money. And it was, let's face it, the only way in our society, in anybody's society in the Western world at that time, that women could have any property or any means at all, was to marry for it. Women didn't have a support system to earn their own monies or to have their own property or any advantages or of a financial stuff. And so women had to marry.
Yeah.
And so this is what happened. And over the years, all the money got frittered away through drinking and gambling, she explains to her daughter. One of her daughters is the mother of Carol Burnett, the only child of any of the marriages. But she was quite a pistol, and she was called the Belle of Belleville in Arkansas. She was beautiful. She was fun-loving. She was full of life. And that spark stayed with her, and her sense of humor, and her capacity for laughter, and her talent with music. And that, you know, all those seeds were planted in her daughter, and who then went to Hollywood, abandoned the little girl with her. And that little girl grew up to be Carol Burnett. Out of the excess of the unhappiness, you know, came the need to survive all that. And Nanny had this strong, you know, through the Depression and then the Second World War, there was nothing. There was nothing. I mean, a dollar meant a lot. And it just reminds people of what it was like to see this play. It reminds you. I had friends who came in from North Carolina last night and said, "Gosh, you know, you need to be reminded of this, that a whole dollar was, you know, tuition for college was $42.
Yeah.
And so she has this constant need to put the money away, you know, they were living on welfare, and to sock it away and to keep life going, to survive with everything.
Yeah, it I'm sure will bring back a million memories for
depression
era children, and even, you know, those of us, I'm a baby boomer, of, you know, those of us that grew up with parents of the Depression era children, of, you know, there were things that were going on that were so memorable that I remember my parents and grandparents in the way that they used to be. But one of the things, I mean, it's a really interesting story. The thing that makes this shine and why I've so heartily recommended this is really your performance. You are just masterful on stage. When you're on, every eye is on you. You know, you have total command of that stage. And it's so great when we get performances like this that come into the Chicago area. So thank you for that.
Oh, Dean, thank you so much. I love doing it, I must tell you.
I can tell.
Love it.
Yeah, you sure can't tell. Now, do people ask you about Alice all the time? You know, is Alice going to be back? Is there going to be a reunion? Because that's one of the things that we remember you best for, that, you know, you live on in TV rerun history.
I know. You know, there's been talk of a reunion over the years, but nothing's been done about it. And people do ask about it. They ask about Alice. They ask about all the characters on the show.
Is that something that you would like to do, or is this a character that you would just rather kind of put into your resume and, you know, that's something that I used to do and now we've moved on to other things?
Well, I think it would be difficult to do because, first of all, the man who played Mel passed away about 7 or 8 years ago. So it would have a strong poignancy about it, as if, you know, people had come together, you know, in order to remember and honor. And also, there may be a time that things have to be laid to rest and remembered rather than revived. I think that, well, for instance, the show that Carol did that was so enormously successful is kind of a way to go. But I think to show clips and to sit around and talk about what life was like in order to bring those people back, I understand people wanting to see them, and I think it would be wonderful the way we, you know, people want to go to their high school and college reunions and see if everybody looks any better than they do. I think that's one reason we want to go to reunions, is to, first of all, to see that everybody's there, and then just make sure that they all, you know, that you look better than anybody else. You know?
Sometimes you're better off not going to
the reunion. I think so. I think sometimes it's better not to. But
left as a memory, right?
What interests me about Alice is that right now, you know, what I'd like to know is, what is she really doing? As many women in Alice's age group and with the kind of work that she did and the kind of life that she had, raising a child alone and being a waitress and fighting for her, you know, benefits and a quality of life. At this point, Alice is in her 50s. And it's possible that she's in that sandwich generation now where her son may have married, may have divorced, there may be a child or two from that marriage, and Alice may be taking care of one or two of her own parents. That's what interests me about a woman like Alice, is where is she now, and, you know, how her story would touch as many people now as it did then. That's so great about it,
sure,
is it touched so many people.
And if Flo is still asking people to kiss her grits.
Oh, well, yes.
You know that she is, wherever she is right
wherever
now.
Wherever she
you
is.
You know that's absolutely.
Some things never change.
So absolutely. Hey, we appreciate you joining us live. Linda, thank you so much
for
being on with us this morning.
Thank you, Dean, for all the support and all the excitement about the show. It's paid off. You've brought a wonderful audience to us, and we're loving doing it.
We're happy to let people know. Hollywood Arms at the Goodman Theater through June the 1st. Tickets are available at goodmantheater.org if you'd like to get over there. Pretty sure you can get in for today's performance if you'd like. Maybe you're going to go see Fiddler. Just go right around the corner of the Goodman Theater now and take a look with Linda and the cast of Hollywood.
Absolutely.
Arms. Have a great day today, Linda.
We have two shows today, by the way, Dean.
Oh, there you go.
One at 2 and one at 7, I think, on Sunday night. So come on over.
A couple of great opportunities.
Thanks so much.
Linda Lavin joining us. Thank you.
Bye.